going so far for you? Feel like does it feel different than last year, I guess?
It's a lot hotter this year, but overall, camp's been going pretty good. Got a lot of new faces and new guys, you know, trying to work together and get everything on the same page.
Is there any difference for you mentality-wise what you try to accomplish? I mean, last year you came in here, you still had to prove yourself, you still had to earn that, you know, starting spot. This year you're kind of, you know, at least more established player.
I feel like I still got to prove myself, you know. Last year I had a good year. I feel like each and every year is something to prove. You know, you're not always guaranteed a spot. So you want to go out there and put your best effort out there. So this year, you know, trying to take up, you know, a leadership role and, you know, help guys that's, you know, new to the D-line and do as much as I can to, you know, help the D-line.
What is it that you're trying to improve? What is one of the things that you're sort of stressing on?
I would probably say stressing more on technique, you know, stopping the run, which we didn't do so well at last year. And, you know, transitioning to the pass, but just helping out other guys so we can be good as a group and not just always be about me. Because, you know, with JPP being out, you know, we got a lot of new guys and just trying to develop a nice groove and rotation with the guys.
The rotation was always interesting because last year it seemed like you guys stuck with the pairings, and this year it doesn't seem like you guys are doing pairings as much as you just keep shifting in and out. Is that a tendency thing, a way guys kind of click together? How do you feel about that and the way it's going so far?
I think Coach Nunn's doing a pretty good job with the rotation. He's still, I guess the whole staff is still trying to figure out, you know, where to put people at and pieces to go. But, you know, that's why we got camp to see what guys can do and what they can provide for the defense.
How do you show some ability to sack the quarterback last year? Do you think they're going to design ways for you to do that more?
I hope so. But, you know, that just comes with, you know, doing my job and, you know, playing a run and getting the opportunities to stay out there. We got a lot of guys that's, you know, that can rush the passer. You know, you got Robert Ayers, you got Diggy Zuwa and DeMarc Morris Jenkins. So I feel like we all going to get a chance to go out there and rush the passer. You just got to execute while you're out there.
That's good. Do you expect that? I mean, when I talked to some defensive linemen that have worked with Spags before, some of the things that they said is that you guys should be excited about being used differently and coming from different places and different spots. Have you noticed that at all? And is that something that you think you'll get the opportunity to do, is maybe, you know, be moved around a little bit in the defense in regards to attacking the pass?
Well, our defense is that's predicated on just moving around, not just staying stagnant. Coach Spags do a good job of giving different looks for the offense and giving opportunities for one-on-one action. So this year, I definitely feel like I'll have a lot more opportunities if I'm out there for a more one-on-one pass rush.
Those sacks, just to get back to that a little bit, you know, that's one of the few ways that a defensive tackle in a 4-3 can kind of get his name out there and get attention. Does that bother you at all? I mean, you had a really, really solid year, and I don't think a lot of people think about your name when they think about the keys to this team.
I won't say it bothers me, you know, as long as I'm out there stopping the run and doing what I got to do, and if a coach doesn't give me more opportunities to go out there and pass rush and get sacks, you know, if I can execute and continue to, you know, build that number up, I'm sure he'll keep me out there. But it's kind of hard when you got other guys that can rush the passer, and that's what they predicated on really doing, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of a challenge, I would imagine, from your perspective, where you can show this defensive line, as far as pass rushing goes, is not just about – guys inside. I mean, he'll move Ayers inside and let Ayers rush from the defensive tackle. So you almost have to beat out the ends as much as you have to beat out.
You're basically always competing against the ends, you know. I think it was up to them. They have four ends out there if they wanted to, but knowing the past, we haven't really been doing good job of stopping the run. And the year I had last year of getting pushed and getting sacks, you know, it's kind of opened up the eyes of the coaches that can't leave me out there on third downs in some of those situations just to give the ends a break, because I know sometimes I get caught in there on the rundowns, and that's, you know, they're not too happy with that, but, you know, that's what happens when you want to rush your passer inside, so.
You brought it up a couple of times. Are you happy with the way you played against the run last year? I know as a team you probably didn't go to Trump, but were you happy with what you looked at, what you saw when you looked at yourself on film?
I think I did pretty good. I think I held my own with having JPP on the side, and I think as a unit, I think we did pretty good, but, you know, when you look at the ratings and the stats, we didn't do so good job. So it's not just me being a good run stopper. It's all, you know, the whole front seven. So you can't really point out one guy, especially when the stats say we haven't done a good job.
If anybody can speak to the absence of JPP on the field, it would probably be you. You know the impact that he has in the game. You feel it. You see it right in front of you.
Yeah.
I'm just curious if you can kind of describe what will be missing as long as he's not out there.
Oh, just his presence, you know, whenever he's on the field, you know, offenses and teams are alert of him, and they try to do their best to scheme around him. But I feel like with the guys we got now, you know, I feel like I can trust him. Coach Nunn is trusting him. Coach Spags is. So I think we can get the job done as a unit and not always have that once, you know, superstar guy, which JPP was. But it just calls for opportunities, you know, for guys to step up. And I'm going to try my best to do what I can, and I'm sure everybody else will.
Shifting that attention to you, you think, if he's not out there?
Yeah, I don't really mind attention. I just know I got to go out there and do my job. You know, I'm trying to be. I want to be a leader of this defense, and that what comes with it. You know, I'll take it.
Have you talked to him?
Oh yeah, I talked to him. He's doing good. You know, rehabbing and getting his hand right. And I guess when the time presents itself, he'll come back whenever he feels comfortable.
You talked to him since camp started, or?
Yeah, I send him text messages. You know, just keep him, you know, up to date what's going on, what's happening. And, you know, he's our brother, so we got to make sure he's all right and not always worry about football.
Last question, guys.
Hey, the O-line talks about playing tougher. You find that to be the case? And if so, how does that help you guys on the defense?
Oh, it's a competition. You know, yesterday we did 9-on-7 for the first time, and it was pretty intense. And we had a couple fights, I think, the day before and yesterday. So I feel like the offensive line is, you know, trying to show the attitude of being toughness and, you know, moving guys off the ball. And I think that's going to help us, you know, both ways.
Thank you.